Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're talking animal disease trace back with Dr. Roslyn Biggs. Back on that in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
After serving as a USDA veterinarian under the APHIS program, Dr. Roslyn Biggs joined Oklahoma State University as extension veterinarian, beef cattle specialist on the Dazzler side, but also working with the College of Vet Medicine in Stillwater as well. One of the things that she's got an interest in, animal ID, especially as it relates to animal disease traceback. Dr. Biggs says she recently had the chance firsthand to see the newest technology out there when it comes to animal ID tags.
Recently, up in northwestern Oklahoma, I'm part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Cattlemen's Leadership Academy, and part of our sessions there, we were at Buffalo Feeders visiting with Tom Fanning. He was kind enough to have us and their use of things like ultra-high frequency tags in their management systems up there, I think, are something that a lot of folks are interested in. And, you know, historically, I've had the chance to work with a lot of electronic ID in my former position, both from disease traceability standpoints as well as cattle exports in excess of 10,000 head shipments. And so the need to have that kind of traceability, both for a disease standpoint, but also from a management standpoint for producers, so that they can know new technology or the new inputs they're putting into their program, even just from a cow-calf side of things, that I'm able to trace that calf, I'm able to evaluate the genetics that I've incorporated into my program, and is that making a difference when those cattle hit the rail?
Of course, the big conversation among cattle producers, what's the value of it to my operation, what's the cost to me?
Well, you know, I think that's something we're continuing to look at. And, you know, everybody's got their own program, and we've got to find some options that fit the variety of producers we have in the state of Oklahoma as well as nationally. You know, I think the value I see from a producer's standpoint is my records. And, you know, it's hard, I understand that, to keep records, keep on track, especially if folks have, you know, numerous segments of their operation going, or, you know, they work another job and maintain their cattle operation too. So, but as we look at that, I think the electronic ID has some advantages for incorporating management tools.
As we kind of gradually move for these traditional tags that we've had for many, many years, looking at some of the electronic alternatives, and we've had them around for a while, but we've really got several generations of them as well, right?
Right. We've got our low-frequency tags as well as our ultra-high-frequency tags. You know, on the low frequency side of things, we've seen those. There's lots of different varieties of those to fit a specific producer's program. There's the combination where you can still have that visual identification, that, you know, good old flap tag that you can, you know, she's cow 28, and still incorporate that into your electronic reading as well. So, you know, I think there's lots of different options out there. It's got to fit, you know, it's got to fit an individual's need. It's got to be cost effective and still try to meet the needs of what we're seeing from a regulatory standpoint for animal movement too.
I guess what the fascinating thing to me is on these newer generations of tags, the ultra high frequency tags, they are truly more closer to that magic speed of commerce that we've always kind of talked about as being something as a positive for animal ID.
Yeah, I think the ultra high frequency tags still working out a lot of details on those for individual operators. You know, the cost related to that can be prohibitive in certain circumstances. But, you know, we're looking at not only a handling of cattle where we can take a set of calves down a lane and record all of their identification at one time rather than having to be, you know, within 2 feet of that calf to use a wand or something like that to record the ID.
Dr. Rosalind Biggs on those high-frequency ID tags that could make animal ID work at the speed of commerce. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th Annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.